Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. This is the message we have heard from Christ and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
At times, people are bound by guilt longer than they should be. For some, it's because they're living in sin. But others suffer from false guilt because they harbor shame that doesn't belong to them. Whatever the root cause, however, the way to triumph over guilt is the same. For those of us who are believers, victory begins with understanding that the Savior took our shame to the cross. Without Jesus, the debt wouldn't have been settled, because there's no way that we can pay for our own sin in a way that achieves God's forgiveness. But we do need to identify the source of our guilt and confess it before God. Confession means that we agree with His perspective on what we've done. In other words, we admit when we've committed an offense. Repentance goes a step further. We turn away from wrong and choose to do right. Confronting guilt in this way replaces our burden of shame with peace and joy. And an amazing side effect is that we have wisdom to share. Openness about our past mistakes can reveal the Lord to those in our sphere of influence. Through our witness, God may reach others who need their chains broken. The battle to overcome guilt is one that should not be delayed. Turn to the Lord and ask Him to help you face the source of your guilt. It's time to start walking in the joy of God's blessings instead. His grace is always greater than our sin.